I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You know, this is why I come in every single day, get
learn
excited for
new.
Super Crust Talk.
Wait, can I talk about the rewatchables draft?
Oh, I was going to ask you about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there,
I know the one you're going to say that we should have
put
on
Wing.
Ours.
Well, West Wing would be number one for me, right. But I would have done what you should have done. I would have left it to the end because nobody else would have taken
John,
West Wing.
I already admitted I messed it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just move
but
on.
What was number one?
Al had the first pick. He had the office.
Which is a solid choice. Strange, quirky fact. Steve Mason has never seen an episode of The Office.
I knew that.
Not a one.
I knew that.
Not a one. Everybody talks about it. I hear M, you know.
Mace, will that change?
It's great.
Will that change?
No.
So, okay, but here's my question.
It's just not, yeah, I don't know
why.
Is it
because you're pretty certain you wouldn't like it, or it's one of these, I haven't seen it at this point, now I'm just not
going to. It's kind of over,
yeah,
right? It's over for me. Like, I went back and watched.
But it's not dated. Like, you can watch it still holds
up
really
well. I went back and watched The Sopranos during
COVID
pandemic.
Yeah, doing it right now with my son.
Holds up great.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a couple of shows that everybody else has seen that I haven't seen. And I'm wondering, you guys talked about one of them. I've never seen an episode of Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Neither have I.
Do you like The Office?
I do.
Then you'd love Parks and Rec.
Same thing. Yeah. I've also never seen an episode of Friday Night Lights.
The TV show.
I haven't seen it either.
So if I was going to go back, Em, and rewatch either one of those shows, which one would you pick?
Parks and Rec first. Friday Night Lights is really good because you have Connie Britton in the early days. You have Kyle Chandler also in the early days. But like it's very heartwarming. That's kind of thing.
Parks and Rec was good, but it kind of wore out.
Can I give you guys one that none of you picked,
yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you're ever looking, like you got nothing going, you're looking for something to watch.
I think I know this one.
This happens to me in hotel rooms all the time. On Hulu, they are rerunning every episode of 30 Rock.
Oh,
and
amazing.
I guarantee you, if you watch it, there will be five or six jokes that you didn't get the first time.
I told you this the other day. We were talking about 30 Rock because I just watched a handful of episodes. There's at least one and frequently more than one NBA jokes in every episode of 30
Rock. It's also packed full of jokes.
It's joke.
Krakowski is the one
she's
that
amazing.
Out of left field
she's
will just drop.
Like...
She goes, well, I was once dating seven NBA players at once, and it was hard, but I mixed up the Sunday and the Monday guy. But then I just had a threesome. And then they just move on to the next joke.
And there's a Gary Busey joke in almost every episode
with
Janice dating Gary Busey. It's
I thought you were going to say Curb.
Well, Curb is to me is the best.
I should have put Curb in my
ever.
Top three.
Like, Curb, if Curb's on, I never
my
turn
top
it
three.
Off.
See,
they
I
don't rerun
Curb.
A lot of Curb on HBO.
I love it.
It's all available, by the way, on HBO Max.
Is it HBO Max?
Yeah.
I loved it. I look forward to seeing it, but it's not something. I'm the opposite of you. If I'm going through it and I see it, I might come back to it, but I'm not stopping.
You know,
the other one I stop on that no one else stops on that I notice jokes I didn't notice the first time is 2.5 Men.
It never hit me right.
Yeah. I never got that one.
Yeah. What about you, Mace? What's the one that if you're flipping channels and you land on, I'm watching this.
Let's see. Probably 30 Rock.
30 Rock
is great. It's always good. You can tune in for any one episode. You don't need to have seen anything else that's happened.
They're all kind of standalone.
Yeah, they all stand alone.
That helps.
But you know what? I don't rewatch things. I'm like, I saw it once. Why, and there's all this new stuff. Why am I going to go back and rewatch something, especially something that's five seasons long?
You know what I like about that, though, is especially if you're trying to do two things at once, you have something on in the
you
background.
You can half watch it.
Because if I'm trying to, Susan and I are watching Yellowstone right now.
Okay.
Love it.
It's got to give you a full attention.
I need to pay attention to it.
Death.
Yeah. And Beth is
Beth
awesome
is
character.
A piece of work.
Awesome character.
Yeah.
But I got to watch it. Whereas if Seinfeld's on in the background, I know the joke without actually having to hear the
Can
joke.
Can I just say I know nothing about Yellowstone except I know Beth.
She's nuts.
Beth is crazy.
It's a great character.
You know what made his top three?
Hmm.
It'll be very, very surprising here. Hmm. Dodger documentaries, right?
Oh, Dodgermentaries.
Dodgermentaries.
Well,
I'm that way with Backstage Lakers. Like, I know the guy who produces Backstage Lakers. It's a guy named Michael Koger.
He's awesome.
Yeah, really good dude.
Great guy.
And he's just really good at his job. And if you told me Here's 100 episodes of Backstage Lakers. I can watch them all.
Same thing for me with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Same thing for me. That
you can't get past Fernando.
There was one. So this TV right here is on Spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. It's on the Dodger Spectrum. And I came in this morning, and it was a Dodgermentary on the history of Dodger Stadium. I walked over there, turned the sound up, and I watched it for half an hour.
It's
terrific.
I like when they go back and they say, like, 10 greatest plays by Shaq. And there's always John Ireland.
Yeah.
And there's always Ramona Shelburne.
Yep, the Cams are regulars.
The Cams are regulars. It's like
Michael's on there.
Those things are timeless.
You know what else you get a little bit of?
Go ahead.
Little Roger Lodge.
Yes, that's right.
A little Roger Lodge in there.
Like people that have been kind of persona non grata for a while, like after Dave Miller got fired, you notice less and less. Like they went back and edited it.
I heard they mutually agreed to part.
They usually do.
That's what you heard, huh?
Yeah, that's what Dave told me.
All right, so I'm changing the subject here a little bit. John, welcome back. Haven't seen you in a while. You missed Mace yesterday, who came in dressed very nicely.
What's that I had about? A Shannon Sharp sweater on.
You had a sweater. You had like a fashionable T-shirt.
Full-length sweater.
Yeah. Nice shoes.
Yep.
You had on a pair of non-sweatpants.
Yep.
And you said you're turning over a new leaf, and yet here you are in sweatpants and a hoodie.
Sweaters are still staying in.
Hoodies are still standing.
By the way,
but we're going to play pickleball this afternoon.
So
me and Clinton in Santa Monica.
Comfort choice? Or,
no, this is a I'm getting ready to play
pickleball.
Some pickleball.
Yeah. Workout.
So tomorrow you'll be back to yesterday.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'll be back to denim.
I just want to make sure it lasted more than a day.
Yeah, no. It was a good day, though. Everybody commented.
Well, it was out of character.
Ireland, while you were gone, I got rid of the ball cap. I'm not wearing a ball cap anymore.
Why?
Because I got great hair. I'm finally going to start.
That's true. You do have great hair.
I'm going to own that thing.
But I'll be surprised if it lasts.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go for it. Right. I'm going to go for it. I got great hair. Why not show it off?
I've been telling you that for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I wear a hat.
Look. I am barely holding on to what's going on up here. Me too. Of 100%.
Yeah. And he fought, like, the one thing that he fought, well, there's two things Mason fought since we've been together. The first one was he was convinced that if he ever came out, that it would be the end of his career. And when he came out, it was the opposite, right?
Yes, it was
like
totally.
People were overly
very nice.
Accommodating.
Everybody was really cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then the second thing that I fought him on forever was stop dyeing your hair.
Yeah. Mm.
And he said, no, I can't. He goes, I don't want to look. Once I look old, that's it. And I said, I'm telling you, it'll be a good thing, not a bad thing. And sure enough, as soon as you let go, you get more compliments than anything.
I went gay before I went gray.
that was in my attack ad. You know, when Mason and I, when the election was up, we each made. See if you can find those.
That's funny. Yeah, that's
Jorge knows where they are if you can't find them. But
well,
that's
a great tagline.
We did attack ads, and my attack on Mason was it was so funny.
What a phony!
Unbeknownst to the other one,
yes,
we both called Morales and said, "I need you to do." An attack ad on Mason. He had already called and said,
"Oh, it wasn't a scheduled bit. No, you guys just did it independently."
We just said,
"Oh, that's great."
Come up with an ad about the other guy,
yes,
as if you were running against him in an election.
Okay,
and we both called Jorge. Help Taylor find those. We both.
That's awesome.
They're really funny.
Basically hired Morales to be the hitman because we knew he would love it because Morales loves to stir it up.
Yes, he does.
So my thing was, Steve Mason can't make decisions. Couldn't decide when to come out as gay. Couldn't decide when to go gray. He can't make decisions. And mine was something like, Ireland poofy hair with a pocket square, can't trust him.
One percenter, mansion, gated community.
Does he share your values? Does he share our values, guy? I don't think that you would.
Yeah.
His values?
No.
Hell no.
No. My values are great.
You know, the dog whistle, our values.
Our values.
You know, we all know what it means.
Exactly.
Like, okay. I didn't know you had gray hair until you stopped dying. I've known you for a long time. And I always thought you had. And then when you started to transition out of it, I thought you were dyeing your hair blonde.
That's what Steve Edwards texted me at one point and said, "What are you? Are you dyeing your hair blonde now?"
I thought you were. I'm like, dude, what's Mason doing?
The color was slowly easing out. Yes.
Looks good. Keep it as is.
Yeah, thanks.
So,
it's just easier, too.
Yeah, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
It's because today's the anniversary of Wilt getting 100. John just had 28 and a quarter the other day. We've seen Clay.
I was there and saw the defense.
You saw.
Dame had 71.
Again,
that's two guys.
Ever again
with
the 3-point shot, with the game being very open and offensive the way that it is, We've seen a couple of 70s this year. I know it's a long way from 100. We ever see 100? Because
Michael and I disagree on this.
I think
Michael
might see.
Says no. I say yes.
You think it can happen?
I
think
do
about
too.
This. When Clay scored 37 in one quarter, mm-hmm. he had 61 in the game, and they took him out at the end of the third quarter.
What was the score?
They were up by
blowout.
30.
So yeah, it was a blowout.
That's the part of it that's hard. It has to be a competitive game to legitimize you right. going out there and continuing
I
to score.
I saw Kobe one time had 62 at the end of three quarters against the Mavs. The Mavs had 61. Kobe outscored that's him right. by himself, but they were up by 25, so they took him out.
No, and it would take an incredibly specific set of circumstances, because I agree the game would have to be it's
got to be reasonable.
You'd have to have one guy on a pace to get 100, but the game's still right, close, which sounds absurd, right, but right. that's what it would have to be.
We found, I don't know which one it is, but we found one of the attack
ads. Oh, we found both, it looks
ads.
Like.
Did you find
both?
Both?
I'll start with yours.
Okay, here we go.
Against Steve Mason.
I'm John Ireland, and I approve this message.
In these difficult times, our leaders have never been under more pressure to make the right decisions. Steve Mason can't make any decisions. He couldn't decide when to come out as gay. He couldn't decide when to let his hair go gray. Just this week, he canceled his Grubhub order twice in the same night. He can't even decide what to have for dinner. When the pressure is on, do you really want Steve Mason making the important decisions?
Don't ever underestimate my stupidity.
Paid for by the Morning Show Super PAC with John Ireland.
There you
all
go.
Right, so that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's
very good.
Very
now,
funny.
Very good. The retort is equally as good. Here is Mason's retort. I think.
Mason's ad against me first.
John Ireland lives in an ivory tower in a gated community in Manhattan Beach. And now he wants to represent LA's working man. With a forehead like Jimmy Neutron and a country club membership, John Ireland has been the play-by-play announcer for the Lakers for 5 miserable seasons. He says it's a coincidence, but ask yourself, is John Ireland the reason the Lakers can't win a championship? Chris Morales calls John Ireland a pain in the ass. He's a terrible golfer, says Hall of Famer James Worthy. Even wife Lisa Ireland says, I'm voting for gay stoner Steve Mason. John Ireland, a risky gamble with an ivory tower big forehead loser with too many pocket squares.
I'm Steve Mason and I approve this message.
I would say those are equally effective
they are.
Ads.
They are.
I'm voting for Mace.
Got to take down the other guy.
I think I'm
that's
voting
really
for Mace.
Good.
Those are both terrific.
That's really,
stuff.
Really good.
Yeah. Feel free to steal that bit.
Yeah, it's a great bit.
I think we're going to need each other.
I think we're
going to
need to do
it. I love that he can't make a decision.
Yes. Yeah.
He ordered twice and canceled it,
is,
it in the
it's
same
a true
night.
Story, by the way.
I yeah. got Slee and you got
the,
yes.
the kicker against you, Mace,
yes.
that is unbelievable, is you calling yourself stupid.
It does really hurt my...
That's really good. It lands hard.
He goes... He thought it was funny, but he goes, I can't believe you use my own words.
That's the
me.
Ultimate, like, yeah. gotcha, right? When they take the thing you said, and Mason said yep. this on this day. God,
yes.
Well
yeah.
done.
They
that
haven't
funny.
Won a championship in 5 years. That's good. That's awesome. That's
is John awesome. Ireland the reason the Lakers can't
I,
win
I
a
still
championship?
Would have attacked you for your values.
What I, values? I don't have any values.
That's what we're talking about, right?
I'm going to use that line against him in the next campaign. I don't have any values.
What values?
What values?
My values are whatever they tell me to say.
Yeah, whatever's good for Ireland is good for the values.
Yes.
Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I only fall asleep when you're boring.
That's
true. I haven't fallen asleep in a long time.
No, it's been a while.
You know what that means? That's a good indicator for you.
Yeah, I kept it interesting. Good afternoon over there.
Good afternoon.
I am nap free in 23 so far.
Nice.
Let's see how long I last.
Yes.
Should you make bets? When will be the first day in 2023 when I fall asleep during
That's
the show?
That's a good question.
It'll be during one of my segments.
Let's have this bet too. When is Steve Mason's next vacation going to be?
Well, you know, I thought about something.
What if I know that?
Wait a minute. I thought about something. You guys tell me if you all agree. I think you might even agree.
Yes.
You know who Mason is?
Oh, no. I think this came up yesterday. Go ahead.
You're Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
This when the you thing play,
yeah.
you're great.
High impact.
Right?
High impact.
Like, best player on the team.
Yep.
We just never know when you're playing.
Yeah, true.
I can't believe that you went with that one. That's amazing.
That isn't that kind of it?
It's 100% what it is.
Yes.
Yes. Travis did this whole thing with him yesterday. Yeah. He got a little offended. But
I did get it. No, I didn't. Really
you got mad at Momo.
I pretended I was mad at Momo. But I didn't expect Momo to go there.
You can't stay mad at Momo.
I didn't expect Momo to go. She went there. No, it's a fair point. Although, now.
Okay, Maze, after that crosstalk, you and I have joked about this for years.
Yep.
The reaction is, again, Mason, Ireland, Bergman, Jorge, are we sure Mason is the gay one? # Broadway John. From Joel. One of the funniest bits of the show. Mason's always said if you describe what they're both into, you would automatically assume John's gay and not Mason.
That's true.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
If you knew nothing other than, okay, listen to Mason Ireland. It's a really good show. One of those guys is gay. And people have been listening since 1255.
Yeah.
You got no shot.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't fit the mold that I'm a sloppy stoner. I mean, come on.
I fit the mold better than
you. Yes, you do. You fit the suit.
Yeah, you're more proper. You're well-groomed.
Everything is
perfect.
I shave every day.
All that stuff. Yeah.
And sing more show tunes.
Frasier.
Yes.
So last night, a great, great team win yesterday. We were talking about where the points going to come from. Well, they kind of came from everybody last night.
Career high for Troy Brown.
Yep.
I just love Austin Reaves. Every time he's out of the game, I say put him back in.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense. I think Lonnie Walker is getting an opportunity now with.
He was upset. He dropped out of the rotation a little bit.
He's playing well. I think they can make it.
I don't.
Yeah, I know. You may turn out to be right. As soon as I saw the LeBron news, I went, is Mason going to be right about the Lakers missing the play-in?
I just made the list.
I mean,
it could be. I think it's coming right down to the wire.
LeBron is right now, if you're just tuning in, now he'll be evaluated in 3 weeks. And 3 weeks puts us where?
Hold on. Let's go back to Mason jumping off the ship. Okay. After the Dallas win, he came back. You know what? I think they can make it.
He said possibly.
But then LeBron goes out.
Says he reserves the right to change his opinion based on new information.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
So I will not be surprised if he flip-flops. He's John Kerry on this particular
issue. Look, I'm just to be clear, because I'm getting crap on Twitter, I am rooting for them to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Of course.
You
the station
have,
will make so much money because of that, and it's great for the Lakers.
Oh,
it's great for the town, all that stuff.
It takes more guts for you to come out and say they're not going to make it.
Yeah.
You know, if I did it, I'd get fired.
Yeah, but I also said this, John. See what you think.
Somebody on this show has to be able to give an honest opinion.
Correct.
Come on.
Had they had this team, this group together at the start of the year, they'd be in the playoffs.
I agree. They're a better team now. And we really haven't even seen D'Angelo Russell do his full bag of tricks. You know, obviously now LeBron. I think LeBron's probably out for the rest of the regular season. I know they said today they're going to evaluate him in 3 weeks. What I've been told is in 3 weeks, the foot will feel better because he will have stayed off it.
Yep.
And depending on where the Lakers are in the standings, he might be able to give it a go. Obviously, if they've dropped out of it, they won't push it. If they're right in it, he may decide.
He may push it. Yeah.
But I think everybody just sit tight for 3 weeks.
I think no LeBron, no playoffs. Had they been healthy and had they played like they did against Dallas with, at full strength, I think they would they would have had a shot at the six, like Stephen A. was talking about.
I agree.
But now I think they're right on the fringe, and these roster additions may be a little too little. A little too little,
Hey, Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
Old school.
A little too little.
So, John, that's all we have to do? We just have to sit tight? We just have to wait for three weeks?
Yeah, we're sitting
tight. So sit tight for 3 weeks. Don't make any thoughts or opinions?
If you're making assumptions that the Lakers can do damage in the playoffs. Because if they don't have LeBron in the playoffs, they can't do any damage.
No.
But if they figure out a way to get in and they get LeBron back, nobody's going to want to play him. I talked to a scout last night, and he said the biggest fear of a lot of these teams in the West is that LeBron and AD get healthy and the Lakers hit their stride right when the postseason starts.
Right.
Because then nobody's going to want to play him.
So the big question yesterday on the show was Anthony Davis and why he wasn't playing last night. Now, I've seen now multiple reasons. Darvin said he's going to play. Weeks ago said everybody's going to play every game. Then I heard last night was a scheduled night. What was the actual truth of Anthony Davis?
I was told by people I trust when he came back from that 5.5 week layoff that he wasn't going to play in back to backs. So it didn't surprise me he didn't play last night.
We're down to the wire and LeBron's not there. Don't you adjust your plan to be on? I mean, it worked out, won the game.
Right.
But I thought that is so weird that Anthony Davis with LeBron out wouldn't find a way to play.
Well, okay, two things about that. Number one, I don't think he's making the decisions. I don't think Anthony Davis is being told, hey, do you want to play and decide yes or no? I think the medical guys are making the decisions.
But with that, like if LeBron says to the medical guys, I want to play, he's going to go play. So Anthony Davis is the two. He is a superstar. He's supposed to be your superstar moving forward. Shouldn't he be allowed to tell the staff, no, I want to play?
I don't know what their dynamic is in that regard, but normally teams now, when guys are getting held out,
right,
that is coming from the team and not the player.
But what you're saying is last night was the thing you hate most. It was load management.
Correct. Can't stand it. But
that's what they did.
That's what every team does.
Yeah, that's why LeBron has sat out a lot of second nights of back-to-backs or first night of back-to-backs. No back-to-back
games. I've told you my solution for this. Get rid of the back-to-backs. Just eliminate them.
Yeah.
And then make that. Then a guy can't say, well, I played 46 minutes last night.
Right.
I don't think it would completely solve the problem, but I think it would help. So I would get rid of the back-to-backs.
Yeah.
Start the season. Cut into the the preseason is the preseason.
It's a waste of time.
Take a week away from the preseason. Start the season a week earlier. Get rid of the back-to-backs.
What about Steve Kerr says cut the number of games?
I don't think every time I bring that up, I'm told by people in the know that's a non-starter.
I think he wants to go to 72. This is what his suggestion was.
72 I heard him say 66.
And then play the midseason tournament.
Yeah, I heard him say 66. All right, so I'm looking at how many. What's the date today, Bergman? The second of March?
Of March, yes.
All right, there is There are two back-to-backs left. New Orleans, Houston on the 14th and 15th of this month. Now, I would think you could beat Houston.
Right.
Without LeBron and AD.
Absolutely.
But can we say that? Like, why? We shouldn't be saying that.
Oh, no.
Period.
Houston's won 15 games all year. It doesn't.
We need to win every game.
They're trying to lose.
Sure.
I think Houston's tanking.
But we need to win every game to get into the play-in. You can't just allow games. This isn't the middle of the season anymore. It's the end of the season where you have to play
these. Yeah, it is crunch time.
It's not about that.
The other one is a harder one, and it's in the last week of the season.
Okay.
April 4th and 5th. At Utah, at the Clippers, back-to-back. And it may be, at that point, there'll only be two games left in the season.
Yep.
After that, and the two games, Phoenix, who might be a juggernaut by then.
Yeah.
And Utah, again, who might be battling for a playoff. So that's more likely to see.
Two games against Utah. Utah's in front of, right, in front of them and in the play-in situation
right now.
They're
behind them now, right? Take a look at the standings. I think Utah dropped behind them now.
Did they?
But they could be right in front of them. Can't remember. Portland is behind them now. Maybe Utah is in front of them.
I think Utah's in front of them. I think I looked this morning. They're one game out of the play-in, and they're 3.5 out of the six. I think the six is sailed.
There are so many teams jammed between 5th and 12th that it's only separated by three games. And you're right. Utah's in the 9 at 31-32. The Lakers are 30-33. So one game behind Utah.
Right. So that's a huge swing. Two games against Utah.
And they play the Pelicans, and they're one game behind the Pelicans. Now, get a load of this. They are 2.5 behind the Warriors.
For the six, right?
Fifth.
Oh, for fifth.
They're 2.5 games separate. Warriors, Clippers, Mavs, Wolves, Jazz, Pelicans, Lakers. 2.5 games separate all those guys. Mm. So it could be interesting. Now, the question is, how durable can AD be down this stretch, and can they win without him?
Yeah, I mean, he's got – and by the way, D'Lo is out on Friday.
Correct.
So D'Lo is out. We assume, or we hope, Anthony Davis will play. There's been no – you know, there's no information on it except that last night he didn't play. If you're thinking it was scheduled weeks ago, then I would assume
he's
playing Friday.
And I heard the phrase pain-free yesterday.
Okay.
Which makes me think he's playing
pain-free
Friday.
Pain-free yesterday and didn't play last night.
Correct. Because of the back-to-back.
Mm. God, but that just sounds awful.
It does, but that's the NBA right now. Klay Thompson hasn't played in any back-to-backs this year.
But with only 20
games. And the Warriors
games
right now are 32-30.
Right.
Fighting for their life. They won't put Klay in back-to-backs, and Klay's our leading scorer with Steph out. So, I mean,
but
it's
they're
going
in
on
the
all
top
over the
six.
Kawhi
as of right now
has just started playing back-to-backs. Right. He hasn't played back-to-backs in 3 years. And the Clippers are 33-31 in sixth place.
Right.
And haven't won since they picked up Russ.
Yeah, I know.
So Russ is going to get the ball.
I actually read a story. John Hollinger quoted an NBA executive who said the Clippers are less scary now that they added Russ.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, them won. I think Russ is, for whatever reason, a lightning rod for blame when things go wrong.
I just think that's a case of subtraction by addition.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, John, you'll be very proud of me and very disappointed in Bergman.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so Ireland, I have now cut 9 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing it?
Eating very little. It's a level.
Have you been able to give up sugar?
No sugar. No sugar. And the thing that I read, so I'm reading this article. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I was using 15 stevias a day. Now, stevia is supposed to be a derivative sugar, all that stuff. I read this article. It's causing this. It's causing that. So I stopped a cold turkey. Just done. Your wife would be proud of me.
Good, yeah. Because, you know, of course.
Yeah.
Any sugar.
Liquid death.
Yeah.
Liquid death. Meanwhile, Bergman.
What'd I do?
Has deactivated his Peloton altogether.
He sure did.
He quit the subscription.
Oh, I did.
You're
I got rid of it all.
The little
rah-rah. Where's the Peloton?
Where's the Peloton?
Yeah, where's Peloton?
Peloton. It's in my house still.
And it's now basically a hanger.
It is now going to be a hanger until I can put it onto a Facebook site that has buy, sell Pelotons.
So now how much are you selling it for?
Well, now it's down to about $1,100.
$1,100? You're not even using it.
Well, no, so I'm going to get my money back. Not going to make my money. Whatever I owe, I'm going to do. I'm going to sell it for.
Never going to get your money
Why?
Back.
No. It's less than what you can get
Might
a new one
well
for.
Might as well have flushed that down. Why did you quit altogether?
How much is a new one?
Yeah. The new one is like $1,200,
$1,300.
Yeah, I'd rather buy a used Peloton.
Because it's cheaper than the $1,300. It's $1,100.
You're out of luck, man.
I'm not out of luck.
You're out of luck.
Yeah, you ain't getting that back.
The problem is that they did this whole customer service thing where they deleted my entire account, and now I can't do anything.
The problem is you bought a Peloton, and then it sat in the corner for 3 years, and you did nothing with it, and now the price has come down, and you won't recognize any of this.
No, I won't, because I will be able to sell it. But at the same time, I realize that I've had it for 2 years.
Wait, so your whole... tell me if I'm accurately summarizing your position here.
Okay.
You were dumb. You're looking for dumber.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Pretty
Good
much.
Luck.
But by the way, I've had it for 2 years now, and I have ridden it exactly 100 times.
and you're done.
Hey, yeah, so you hit the century mark.
I hit the century mark. I think that's the, I think
goal
that's the most
is
important
get to
thing.
100.
So if you want a signed Greg Bergman Peloton, add Bergman Greg.
By the way, signed Peloton.
There is, by the way.
If I buy that thing, I'm making you sign it.
There is a Twitter handle, Greg Bergman's Peloton, is there
exactly.
not?
Exactly. He should buy it from me.
He should buy it.
It's $1,119.28.
All right. Good luck.
Wait, you're down to 1,100 now? Weren't you asking 1,500 last week?
Well, because it was falling.
Okay.
Good to know.
All right, so I wanted to hit this.
So Mace, good for you, man. You're dressing better. You're losing the hat.
Yeah,
you've lost 9 pounds.
Playing pickleball.
It's all happening.
You heard, by the way, that the pickleball tournament's going to be gigantic, and my brother Brian is flying in.
Yes, to play with you, Bergman. Who are you playing with?
Jorge.
Oh, you two are playing. Yeah.
Now those guys are playing this afternoon somewhere in Pasadena. I'm playing with Clinton in Santa Monica.
I'm still betting on the team with DeMarco and Kirk.
I just tell you something? I think my brother, Brian Mashonsky, is a monster.
Right, but he has you as his partner.
He says I only have to cover one quarter of the court.
I'm not sure you're capable of that.
It's not going to be easy. So Ireland, a lot of people, and this is sort of one of your ongoing themes here. You saw what Adam Silver said about load management. He had a very soft take saying it's not fair to expect guys to do and there's health and there's safety. And I don't think it's fair to say that guy's not playing and all that stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So this is Bill Simmons. What he said about Adam Silver in this particular issue.
I'm really fed up with Adam Silver. I just think the league has a lot of problems right now. And it feels like a league that's kind of missing the parent. It's like an absentee parent league. Where is he? Where was he on All-Star weekend when we took this All-Star game, which granted was never great for the last 20 years, right? It got the competitiveness started to wane and wane and wane. But we always had the fourth quarter. We always had like,
yes,
you felt like there were moments. It was fun to watch. Now it's like just a layup line. It sucks. The whole weekend sucks. Somebody told me this story. They went to a Laker game and it was like the game had already started and there was a kid who was decked out in LeBron stuff and the dad and the son had just gotten there. And the person who I heard the story from said to them, "Wow, you love LeBron, huh?" And the dad said, "Yeah, I hope he's playing tonight." David Stern had a bunch of issues with, I think he really tailed off the last 8-9 years of his career, but he still had some wins. He had a lot of losses, but I just feel like he would have really cared about this. And I don't feel like the league does.
Okay. Is the league doesn't seem to care. Adam Silver, at least by his quotes, thinks you don't question guys. There's health and scientists and health experts and all this stuff trying to figure stuff out. You said, and the CBA, by the way, apparently smoothly going to be approved at some point, or
yeah,
everybody's going to drop their option. The league, Adam Silver doesn't seem motivated to address this.
Which is unusual because he's a great commissioner. If you were going to rank the commissioners in all four sports, I would rank him number one.
I would rank him number one also. I would rank Manfred last. Last.
Well, don't they call last the Gary Bettman Award?
Yeah.
No, Gary Bettman's doing much better.
I think
better.
Bettman's okay. I mean, I don't follow, but Manfred is the worst.
Okay, so this is a real problem. Bill Simmons is right about that. I'm actually glad that Adam is the commissioner because I think he's a good common sense guy, and I think that he may be saying one thing publicly, but I'd be shocked if he wasn't talking behind the scenes about how to address this. Because, Mace, it's bait and switch. You're charging top dollars for these NBA tickets. And like, I'll use us for an example, the Lakers. We go into every Eastern Conference city once and every Western Conference city twice. There's like three or four teams where we'll only go one time just to balance the schedule. But that's the general rule. You play the teams in the West four times, teams in the East twice.
Yes.
Earlier this year, the Golden State Warriors had a game in New Orleans.
Oh, I was thinking of the Cleveland game. Yeah, same thing, right?
In New Orleans, it was the second night of a back-to-back, so they took Steph, Clay, Draymond, Wiggins off the board. Said, you're not playing.
Yeah.
About a month later, they went back to New Orleans, did it again.
They did it in Cleveland once, too.
Okay, and that's the only time.
Only time they go to Cleveland. Right.
If you and I buy tickets to go see the Rolling Stones,
yeah,
and Mick Jagger decides, I'm only going to do one of those.
Aren't half of them dead now?
Eight shows. One of them's dead.
One of them's dead. Okay.
But
it's going to be last man standing.
Yeah, literally. I think you have to get into it, whether it's eliminating the back-to-backs.
Yep.
Whether it's going to the players and saying, okay, this is a major problem in our league. It's costing us sponsors. It's costing us customers. People that used to buy season tickets are now just buying individual game tickets because they don't want to waste the money. I think you have to get out in front of it and at least give the appearance that you're doing everything possible to solve the problem. I don't think it's an acceptable solution to say it's not a problem. It's the way the world is. No, that doesn't cut it. You got to get into it.
Let me ask you this. Something. What's the difference between that and I'm a little kid, my favorite player is Mookie Betts, Mookie's day off? What's the difference? Same thing. I want to see my one trip to Dodger Stadium. I want to see Mookie, and he doesn't play every game.
Right. But that's 162, okay? The NBA is half that.
Right.
82. And in the case of Mookie, you could kind of figure it out by looking at the schedule. In other words, day game after a night game, probably not the game you want to buy.
Right.
All right. Maybe opening night of a series when the previous day was a day off.
Yeah.
Is the way you want to go. But in the NBA, there's no logic to it. There's just guys are resting all the time. And they've got, Charles Barkley's probably on the extreme of this.
Yes, he is. He's like, take their money away.
Yeah, I don't think some of the things he's suggesting are actually going to happen. But I do think eliminating the back-to-backs, that I think at least puts the ball in the player's court.
Right.
And then so if they're going to take a night off, they can't say, well, I played 46 minutes last night.
Yeah, right.
And then the other thing is, they're talking about adding these mid-season tournaments and stuff like that. That's only going to work if you can get these guys to play. These midseason tournaments aren't going to work if people use it as a week off.
Tell me if this, because everybody's shot this down. I think the winner of the midseason tournament gets a playoff spot.
I agree with you.
Win the tournament, you're the eighth.
Right, unless you outperform it. And
then you're higher. But you're guaranteed a slot. That will make guys play hard, right?
Right.
Particularly at the lower
and
part of the standings.
Give every player who wins it $1 million.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so some of the guys at the end of the bench who don't make a lot of money, they're going to play exceptionally hard. They've got to address it. They can't sweep it under the rug and say, I won't go as far as Bill did and say that the league is without a parent. Actually think that Adam Silver is a really good caretaker of the game, but you can't ignore this. It's reached the point where it needs definitive action, and they've got to do something.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. First time Ireland's been here for this in a little while. Also, the term petfluencer. Have you ever heard the term petfluencer? We'll talk about that and the person at ESPN that pissed me off today.
Really?
Yeah. That's coming up. And here goes my wheel today. I put some interesting stuff. Huh. Interesting.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, here's the question. I've got a list of Rolling Stone's 10 greatest songs.
Okay.
What for you is the greatest song ever written? Not performed, but the actual writing of the song. Greatest song ever written.
Greatest song ever written. All right, so I didn't give this any thought, so I'm going to tell you what popped into my head.
Okay.
Three songs popped into my head. Long and Winding Road by the Beatles.
Great one.
Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
Sure.
And Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen. Those are the three.
Okay, so I'll just tell you up front. You nailed mine, which is Leonard Cohen, Hallelujah.
Yeah, great. Unbelievable.
I probably own 50 different artists covering that song.
Jeff Buckley does a really good version. KD Lang does it.
There are a lot of great covers of Hallelujah. Even Justin Timberlake did one. All right, Bergman, how about you? Greatest song ever written.
So the first thing that came to my mind was Hurricane by Bob Dylan.
Sure.
Just how it was written was really well. But
by the way, you know what that's about, right?
Yeah, it's about Reuben Hurricane Carter.
Yeah.
And it's all very true. I saw the movie. It was fantastic.
Yeah, great movie.
With Denzel.
Denzel but then was John, the other night.
Yeah, John then said something about the Beatles and made me think Imagine by John Lennon.
That's a fantastic song. A lot of people don't, for whatever reason, that brings up that's a controversial take.
What about it?
Why? Because they've tried to do it.
It's been politicized. Tandem. Yeah, it's oh. like people say that what he's singing about is basically communism.
Oh, is that
what it is? Yeah. Imagine all the.
I'll stick to Hurricane Truth.
I mean, I think it's figurative. Yeah, I don't think it's literally. So you know, Karl Marx's playbook.
Well, yeah. But. Well, some politician grabbed it and went, "Imagine all the people. That's communism. Why do they move to Russia?" And then all of a sudden, you
can't say anything. Right.
So let's just stick with Hurricane by right. Bob Hurricane. Dylan. Let's okay. go with that one.
Jorge, what about you?
Oh, I didn't listen to much of this music growing up, to be honest.
What are your songs? Any music, music that you listen to?
None of the music from the Rolling Stones.
No, like, you don't. Magazine. It's the Rolling Stone magazine right, listing the 10 yeah, greatest songs.
I know what I know what yours is.
Which one?
Cocaine, Eric Clapton.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great song. It's a great song.
There you go. Let's
what
go
was your favorite
one,
song? What was the best song ever written that you listened to? It doesn't have to be from the list.
By the way, the reason I just said that is we had a quiz the other day, a game that Andy wrote. About cocaine in movies, and it was like Jorge was the resident expert.
It's like he's doing rails over there.
Yeah, he right. ran the table on all of us.
I'm always
yeah.
happy.
Yeah,
yeah exactly.
I knew it.
I wonder why.
No, exactly. Favorite song. Yeah. What's your favorite? It doesn't have to be out of Rolling Stone.
Man, I have so much. I like this salsa song called Mia by Eddie Santiago.
Okay.
That's a really good song.
All right.
Yeah.
That ain't even close.
That is not.
Y arriba yo.
Doesn't sound very lyrical.
Oh, man, this is not even close. That's
okay,
a good one.
So, different question.
Yes.
If you had to pick, if you're like baseball season starting,
mm-hmm.
you had to pick a walk-up song.
Okay.
Would it be one of those or would you pick something different?
No, I'll pick something different.
Well, we did the softball game last year. I liked the one I went with last year, which was Young and Wild and Free.
That's right.
Wiz Khalifa.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I like that one. Sometimes we're good, sometimes we're good, and I'm just having fun.
Some really good
I don't
lyrics
care
you got
who
there.
Sees.
Yeah. And then your version's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Do you want to know what the actual 10 songs were?
Okay.
Okay. Number 10.
That's me.
That's multiple.
Random.
Yeah. Outkast Hey Ya.
Well, great
is
song.
Number 10. Number 9. Fleetwood Mac Dreams.
Love it.
Number 8. Missy Elliott Get Your Freak On.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Great song.
It's a great song. Number 7, Beatles did make the top 10. Strawberry Fields Forever.
That's about drugs, song. But that's okay.
Number 6, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Excellent choice. Very, anti-war song.
Yep.
Number 5, Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. Bergman hates that one. He hates grunge.
It's just terrible music.
It's great music.
No.
What's so weird is you have no respect for grunge, and right. Mason has no respect for Motown. It's you two guys for whatever
Motown.
Reason.
Motown?
It's a blind spot for the two of you.
It's so weird.
Like, there's some good grunge. There's some good Motown. It's just not your thing, either
Cup
one of
you.
Cup of
tea? No.
Yeah.
I love Motown in 1968. All right, number 4, Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone.
Good song.
Number 3, Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come.
That's a really good song.
Number 2, Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
Okay.
And great the song. Number 1 song, according to Rolling Stone, ever written is Respect by Aretha Franklin.
It's great.
Yeah, great.
I'm trying to figure, is that, no, that's not the one she sings in the Blues Brothers. She sings
Think
the Blues
right.
Brothers.
Yeah.
When the guys get talking about leaving the diner to go play in the band.
Exactly.
Matt Guitar Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aretha Franklin's one of a kind.
So there you have it. There's the 10 greatest songs and our greatest songs of all time. So anyway, Kendrick Perkins.
Carry the hell on.
So did you hear what he said today?
No.
He said the only reason why Nikola Jokic, Steve Nash, and Dirk Nowitzki won MVP awards is because they're white.
Did he elaborate?
He said, what do these three guys have in common? These three MVP, they're all white. Now that to me is just a garbage take. Those are each Hall of Fame players. Steve Nash was unbelievable at his peak.
Steve Nash probably should have won three straight
Yeah, he won two,
MVPs.
Right?
Yeah.
No, Kobe should have won one of the years that Nash won.
I don't
I
know.
Can't
no,
remember,
no, no. Kobe was on bad teams those years. Nash won in 06 and 07, right?
And the Suns were unbelievable.
Wasn't there a year that Kobe should have won MVP and they gave it to Nash?
No, he won it. Kobe won it in 08 when the Lakers finished.
Yeah,
first.
I think before that they should have. He should have
yeah,
won
more
than Nash.
People have trouble comprehending this. The MVP almost always, maybe there's 1 or 2% where
comes
this isn't
comes from a great
true,
team.
Comes from an elite team.
Yeah.
Like a one seed.
Jokic, Denver's in first place.
Right.
Nash, those Suns teams were unbelievable. Dirk, I mean, Dirk is one of the greatest players to ever play the game. Yeah. It has nothing to do with color of skin. It is a terrible Kendrick Perkins take.
Well, and I like Perk a lot, but if J.J. Redick makes that take, he's fired. If J.J. Redick comes out and says the only reason that Kobe Bryant won an MVP is because he's black.
Oh, yeah, gone.
See ya.
Yeah. See ya.
But so, I mean, it's just maybe he's trying to, you know, he's just trying to, because he can say things like that, he's trying to rock the boat a little. I don't know. But I disagree. I'm with you. I think that all those guys deserved it. And by the way, every year there's three or four guys who could win the MVP.
Sure.
Including this year.
Oh, this year. I mean, Embiid, Jokic, Luka.
You give it to Embiid, you give it to Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum.
I think Luka's dropping. But the, you know, if the Lakers were winning, you could have given it to LeBron, but he's been hurt too much. I think there's several people who could. I mean, Giannis is having an MVP type year.
Oh, I mean, they've won 16 in a row now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're rolling. They're, I think, the team to beat in the East now over Boston.
Well, the way they're playing now.
Yeah, the way they're playing right now.
And now they've got the one seed.
Yeah, exactly.
They just passed them.
Exactly. Okay. John, the term is petfluencer.
Okay.
Do you know what a petfluencer is?
I don't. I mean, I would assume it's like... An influencer is somebody who just sends stuff out on social media. Would a pet influencer be like send out stuff on social media about your pet?
They have the pet has their own Instagram account.
Yeah.
And so the pets influence everybody.
Yeah, Trudell's dog has her own account.
Yeah.
Lila the Frenchie.
But is Lila a pet influencer? Is she influencing other pets?
I think Mike thinks she is.
Yeah, It's ridiculous. So these are words that have been added to the dictionary this year. Among them, trauma dumping. Do you know what trauma dumping is?
No.
We all know people who are trauma dumpers. I guess that would be another new word. People who tell you all their problems even though you never asked.
I have a friend like that.
Well, Jorge, what are you laughing at?
Because I have a friend like that, too.
We all know that person, right? Yeah. Who's just like, how's it going? Well, this is that's that.
Be very careful what you ask.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So trauma dumping is another one. And then a word that I don't fully understand, and, you know, I obviously, you know, I know about cannabis, but microdosing. What the hell is microdosing?
I know what this is.
Okay.
Okay, so... A lot of people do this. It's like, you know, people that are actual functioning stoners.
Sure, right? I do. Yeah.
So I play golf with a couple of guys like this. They take a very small amount. Is it THC that has the...
THC is the active ingredient in cannabis that makes you high.
So they take a very small amount, a micro dose of THC consistently throughout the day. So enough that they're a little bit high, but they can still function. They can still hit the golf ball. They can drive to and from the course.
Right, right.
They can do their job rather than do what you do at night or what I do when I go to sleep, and that is drop gummies and hope they knock you out for 8 hours.
Get loaded.
So microdosing is taking a small enough amount where you feel the effects, but you can still function.
Bergman, is that your understanding?
Yes, that's
it's
exactly.
It's not just cannabis, though, right?
No,
it's not just THC.
No, you can do it with anything. You can do it with
sugar.
You can do it with sugar. You can do it with any type of drug. Yeah. You can do it like with shrooms,
soda.
Hey. People do that.
You doing shrooms?
Yes, cocaine, every day. Why do you think I'm always awake?
anyway. So that's what I need to stay awake on this show.
Shrooms. Oh, see, look, I got a guy. Don't worry, I'm like Cappy. I got a guy.
You become Scott Kaplan.
All right, those are the new words being added to the dictionary, along with some like hellscape. You know, hellscape. That's just a place of desperation and all that. Hellscape has not been in the dictionary tonight. Yeah, you know, like the afternoon show can be a real hellscape. Oh, watch, that's going to come back to me. All right, coming up next for you, John, we talked a little bit about this, but I want to get into it with you, this new idea for how to resolve overtime games in the NBA.
Okay, I love this one suggestion that's out there. I think that they should adopt this immediately, like... Tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about it coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.